Shir Ayin Yom Beis Parshas Yisrael. Tomorrow has later machlekes zeir and ravasi. What is ra'u medaberes? Other medaberes means nistero, and ein apotropos la'arayes. So we assume that was a ma'ase bia. Or ra'u medaberes means nivalo. Ve'amru lo mativo shel ish ze. Ve'amru she answers ish pleini ve'koyenu. Ishpleini vekoyen. This is her answer. Ishpleini vekoyen. So what is the answer? Ishpleini vekoyen. So she answers be'etzem, it's a kosher. Rabban Gamliel v'Rab Lezer oimrim ne'emenes. V'Rab Yeshua oimer lo mipi anu chayim, elo arei ze becheskas be'ulo lenosin ve'lemavzer ad shetov iraya ledvorer. So Rashi explains, Ra'u medaberes bepnuyo. Umishum chashash de psulin lenosim lemamzer, kevon shenivalo leposul lo posul mina kehuna. So Gamliel says, ne'emenes v'ksher lekehuna, v'loy mesapkin lo benivalo leposul. And Rabbi Yishob says, arei ze becheska shenivalo lenosim v'lemamzer. Arei ze becheska shenivalo lenosim v'lemamzer. So the chashash in the Mishnah, at least what Rashi says, is the chashash if she's posel lekehuna or she's mutar lekehuna. If she's nivala leposel or she's posel lekehuna, but a pnuya that was mezana with a kosher is ksheira lekehuna. So the answer mativa shel ishpleini, and she answers ishpleini vekoyenu. So the Rishonim shtel, what is vekoyenu? The ikar she's answering that he's not a posul. She's a pnuya. If she's niveles to a normal person, a Yisrael, she's kosher lekehuna. If she's niveles leosur, lenosi, lemamzer, legoi, she becomes osur lekehuna. So the shaila is if she was nivel to a kosher, or she was nivel to a posul. Does it suffer? So why she answers, ish pleini vekoyen? So the Rishonim say, vekoyen lav dafke. This is Ritz says it clear. The koyen pirush miyuchas. The love koyen mamish. Which doesn't mean a koyen. She means of someone that has a yichus. Nishken nazir, nishken a normal person, how you know? A nazir, nishken a normal Yisrael, you don't know who he is. Efshar a nazir, efshar a mamza. But a koyen that goes to duchen, you know that he has a yichus. A Yisrael, his tummy is okay. I mean, you asked him. I mean, if you meet a yid in the street, I mean, so she's answering. She could say, "I was not nivel to a nasi." She's answering leshufre de lishne. What? I don't know what Rashi. What? Say it. The Ra'o learns in Amud Beis, and we'll see later. Be'ez Hashem. The Ra'o learns she's dafke koyen. And could be she'll be neman that the kid will be a kohen. We'll have to see in the sugi in Amud Beis. Pashtus the Rishonim learn that kohen is lav dafka. Kohen is lav dafka, and the ikar is that he's meyuchas. Mashenkin. The Ra'o learns that it's bedafka that she says a koyen. Pashtas that Tesis Rid himself explains, Ari Lechush is not Nemot the Kasher, the kid. She has a Cheskas Kasheras, Shaila, if she became postal or not, this is the sugi that we're going to learn. But to say that the kid is a Koyan, Mechateisa, she's Nemot to say that the kid is a Koyan. Mechateisa. So the Pashtas is only, the Mishnah Shtein Nochazach, she says, Ish Ploini. Why she says Ish Ploini? What if she says? Nivalti Lekosha. Why she says Ish Ploini? So some Rishonim learn that it's Bedavka. If she doesn't say Ish Ploini, we don't believe her. She says Lekosha Nivalti. Who said you know who is a kosher or not? She says Reuven. It's given Reuven. Reuven is talking a kosher. She has to point out who is the kosher. Or if she stands says that Lekosha Nivalti, she's not believed. We'll see the Rishonim. It's a shayla in the Rishonim. So again. We'll see later in the Rishonim. The guy went away. The guy is not around. The guy died, maybe. Again. She says it was Reuven. They saw someone walking into the room. Matiba shel ish zed, they don't know who he is. So he answers, it's Ish Pliny, it's Reuven. As I stayed in the Gemara anyway, she answers who it is. I'm not a chadish. The Gemara says that she answered. The shayla, if you need bedavka, that she answered Ish Pliny or not. So some Rishonim learned that you need that she'll answer. But in the Rambam is muchach that avada you don't need that she will answer Ish Pliny. And it's only l'rivusa de Rabbi Yeshua. That even though she speaks out who is the person, it's like Laim Ladovo. She doesn't say he's given a kosher. She says it's Chatzkel. Even so, she's not believed. So the Rambam la'alocha, we pass like Rabban Gamliel. So the Rambam takes out the whole Mishnah. Ra'u medaberes, ve'omro le'mativa shel izze, ve'omro le'kosher nivalti. Nishken koyen, and nishken ishploini. Rambam learns if she says le'kosher, it's okay. And Rabban Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua that says that she's not Neman. So le'rivusa state. Even if she says ishploini, even if she says koyen, she's not believed. Le'rivusa. That even that she says Ishplaini, even that she says Koyen, she's not believed. Aber and Rabbi Gamliel, she doesn't have to say Dafke Ishplaini. She doesn't have to say Dafke Ishplaini. And she doesn't have to say Dafke Koyen. So we call Mokim Voshtate in the Mishnah. Rabbi Gamliel Oimer Ne'emenes. Rabbi Yeshua Oimer Loimi Pio Anuchayim. Loi mi pia anu chai. So, the shayla is as it. Lefi Rabban Gamliel, she's ne'emenes, and Rabbi Yeshua holds, loi mi pia anu chai. Why she's ne'emon, alibed Rabbi Gamliel? Now, we'll give a little like dome, there's a lot of parts in the sugye, but just to be maimi the tzus of the shmaise. Why she's ne'emon, alibed Rabban Gamliel? So we have two Gemoras. The Gemara in Daf Yudalet Amud Aleph, 8 lines from the bottom. The Gemara says, why she's ne'emenes? B'toich HaDvorim. Omar Rove. L'Rabban Gamliel Olim Leibori. Da'afilu b'chatzfei kenami machshi. L'Rabban Gamliel Olim Leibori. דאפילו בחד צפי כמחשי. שטייטא דנאמונס לפי רבן גמליאל י' עמוד א'. עולים ליבורי דאפילו בחד צפי כמחשי. דנאמונס אליבא דרבן גמליאל you need to come to the body of the isho. The Gemara repeats herself in י' ג' עמוד בייס. זו עדו שו אישו נאמנס לו. So state that you have to come to the נאמונס of the isho. Now, what is the ne'emonis of the isho? So in Yudalet Amud Aleph state, Olim Leibori. The Shmaise and Shmaise Beis Perek Tezayim is Medayek, that the ne'emonis alibed Rabbi Gamliel, it's from the Parsha of Bori Veshemo. Rashi says it clearly in Yudalet Amud Aleph and Dibor HaMasril, Hoche, Gabi Almonas Isse, Keichel, Didei Mesapke, Velekele Meimar Bo, Bori Veshemo, Bori Odif. And the Sugya Diri explains why Rabbi Gamliel answers, because Almanasisa is a Safek. That is a Sugya from Bori Veshema. There's a Sugya from Bori Veshema. There's a Ne'emanis of Bori Veshema. Be'etzem, it's not only the Gemara and Daf Yudalet, it's Be'etzem the Gemara and Yud Beis. Halochik Rabbi Gamliel Af Bori Shoina. The Gemara says, Michael Mashmalon? What Michael Mashmalon? This is a Sugya of Isurim, this is a Sugya of Mominus. And I want to explain. It's a big chiddush here. Ari bepashtes, what is the svara that Bori Veshema will help in Isurim? It's not mistaber that Bori Veshema will help in Isurim. In Isurim we have shtei edim, and we have a parsha of eid echot nemon beisurim. These are the two parshas that we have. Shtei edim, and eid echot nemon beisurim. A parsha of Bori Veshema beisurim, when we found a parsha of Bori Veshema beisurim? We never found a parsha of Bori Veshema beisurim. Isurim a Bori Veshema? What is the mokim to a Bori Veshema be Isurim? There's no mokim to a Bori Veshema in Isurim. Abadosh stated in the Gemara that it is a Ne'emanis of a Bori Veshema. And again, we'll see later in Taisa of Yudalet, also Taisa Astiris for Rabbi Gamliel, for Arba Gamliel, Rabbi Gamliel. It's Mashma and the Tzursa de Shmaise, Unazei, the Zicharitzro learns, and Shitim Kubetzis learns, that it's a Ne'emanis of Bori. Again, we'll have to understand what is exactly the Ne'emanis. Vos passed in Isurim a Ne'emanis of Bori. Vos passed in Isurim a Ne'emanis of Bori. Aber es Bodani that is a Ne'emanis of Bori. This is Mitzad Echot. I'm going in the same part of the Gemara yet. In Loshen Gemara in Yud Gimel Amud Beis is Zu Eidus Shoi Isha Ne'emanis Lo. Rab Kivei Eger in the Shmaise and Shmaise Dalet Amedayek that is Medin Eidus. It's not midin bori. Shimon says, "Lo imotzonu bori beisurim." It's midin eidechot nemon beisurim. It's midin eidechot nemon beisurim. No shayches to the parsha of Ne'emanis of bori. It's a Ne'emanis of eidechot nemon beisurim. So why that Rabbi Kivei Eger says b'teich advarim that later is a mandaoma that Rabbi Gamliel believes even b'mokim roi psulim. We'll see the sugis later. Frank Rab Kiveiger, Eidechot is not Nema b'mokim roiv. The Fide Klolim, Eidechot is not Nema b'mokim roiv. So Rab Kiveiger learned that it's a parsha of Eidechot. But it's a bit shver. So it comes out that the first Mishnah, Eidechot b'momenes is garnished. B'momenes you have shtei Eidim and Bori Veshemo. Eidechot is garnished. B'Isurim, there's no parsha of Bori Veshemo. So Rabbi Kiveiger is right. Here it's Eidechot Nemon Beisurim. The sugya before was a sugya Bori Veshema. But the Gemara is Medamet. Loshon HaGemara in Yudalet is Olim Lei Bori. So we will go now with the Mahalach that it's a Bori Veshema. Ki Iker Loshon HaGemara, like the Shmaise and Shmaise Beis, that it's a parsha of Bori Veshema. We have to remember Rabbi Kiveiger and the Shmaise, Rabbi Shimon, they learned that it's an Emonis of a parsha of Eidechot. But Vinitvi. Rabban Gamliel needs the Ne'emanis of the lady. Does state Tzai and Yud Gimel Amud Beis, and Tzai and Yud Dalet Amud Aleph, you have to come to Ne'emanis, and when she doesn't have a Bori, Rabban Gamliel doesn't believe. That's often the Gemara in Yud Dalet. And also Yud Gimel Zu, Eidus Shoisha Ne'emanis Lo. So that the Shmaiser wants to say that it's a Din Eidus Bepeh, and if someone emotional cannot talk, even if she's Meram, is that it's a kosher, she'll be possible. So the Eidus that has to be said in front of the Beis Din. Avad, lefi the tzad of Bori Veshema, it's very easy. Lefi the tzad of Eidus, we'll have to learn later, it's not so posh that Eidechot Nemon Beisurim helps. Eidechot Nemon Beisurim helps on a piece of meat. But to say that the Isha is kosher lekehuna, it's a machlekes rishonim, if it's like Dovo Shebe'erve and you need two Eidim, or it's like Dovo Shebe'isur if you need one Eid. If it's like a Isur, so you could learn the Sugya Mitzah Eidechot Nemon Beisurim. But if it's Shitas HaTeisus Rid, that the Shmaise brings the Shmaise Vov Vov, that it's like Dovo Shebe'erve, so Lechura Bichlal will not help here, Eidechot Nemon Beisurim. Only if we will say that to say that I'm not Osur, then Lekula Alme, it's not a Dovo Shebe'erve. So again, I'm not going now to be mevar the sugi of Eidus. That's maybe in Amud Beis. We'll go back to the sugi of Eidus. We are trying to be moitzi. The first akdom is that we have often a gemoris and our sugi that we need to come to the ne'emonis of the lady. We need her to tell us. Other bori we need her. Other we need the Eidus. Mitzadidechon emon b'yisurim. Bori is like to understand that it's a hemshech. Even though we're not learning now the sugi of bori b'shemo. But it's the hemshech of the sugis before. There was Dan and Yonim. Now it's a different sugi. But it's the same bori, Rabbi Gamliel, the whole time. Masha'enken, if it's not mitzad bori b'shemo, it's mitzad eidechon emon b'yisurim. So it's easier to understand because bori b'yisurim is very shver, but then the tzushtan of the sugis is not so gishmak. And also you have to know if it's called davar shebe'erva or it's called yisurim. But vinit vish is coming mitzad the ne'emonis of the isha. We have another part here. L'chu'ure, our sugi is a very shver sugi. The lady has a cheskes kashas. She was kosher. You have a suffix if she became osur or not. We're learning the whole time Masechta Ksuvos, when someone has a chazoke, she wins. Every time cheskes kashas wins. Every time cheskes aguf wins. What was the tzad? We're learning already Ksuvos for almost 3.5 months. Is a tzad that cheskes kashas never wins? No. What was the tzad that if a shayla mishara stani ne'enasti or not, or Pesach Pesuach, that the wife will not be believed? What was the tzad? Because the husband has a cheskes momen. He doesn't want to pay his ksuve. But without cheskes momen, is it tzad that the chazoke doesn't work? What was the whole sugis before? Ukim amayda cheskose. She comes and claims a ksuve. She says it happened later. He has a cheskes momen against her. But without a cheskes momen, is it tzad that the isha will not win? Here she says she has a cheskes kashas. So I will ask the kasha before. I will ask the kasha. By me, I call it a double kasha. I'm asking Sayan Rabbi Yeshua, and I'm asking Sayan Rabban Gamliel. Why Rabbi Yeshua doesn't believe her? And the sugi before was a cheskes momen. What? So what? She has a cheskes kashas. She has a cheskes kashrus. She has to be believed. She believed. Why not? Madaya. She has a cheskes kashrus. She's not claiming a ksuve. The whole sugis before was a shayla if she could claim a ksuve or not. She had a cheskes moment to stop her. If she doesn't have a cheskes moment to stop her, avada she could collect the ksuve. There's no sense that she can't collect the ksuve. Here we're not discussing the ksuve. We're discussing if she's mutter lebailo or asur lebailo. She has a cheskes kashrus that she's mutter lebailo. She has a cheskes kashrus that she's mutter lebailo. This kasha, Tesis and Daf Samachei, Ainhei Omud Beis, asks this kasha. The last line in Ainhei Omud Beis and Tesis Bo Amaschil, Sofek. And Tesis answers, Avada is a cheskes kashrus. You know what is the problem here, Zog Teisves? Maile osu beyuchsin. Midoi raise lefi Rabbi Yeshua, she's kosher exactly like Rabban Gamliel. She has a cheskes kashrus. But it's a maile osu beyuchsin. Weil is a maile osu beyuchsin, b'meile, you don't go bust on the cheskes kashrus. But without the yesoid of maile osu beyuchsin, Avada, you go bust on the cheskes kashrus. Zok tastes in Yevomes Samaches. Okay, so we understand Rabbi Yeshua that Maile osu beyuchsin. Now, why lefi Rabban Gamliel she's believed? He ding tzach al Maile osu beyuchsin or not? Zok tastes he doesn't ding tzach. Because if he would ding tzach al Maile osu beyuchsin, he has to be neman even on a bori. She has to be neman mitzad cheskes kashrus. The Teretz is Rabban Gamliel also holds for Maile osu beyuchsin, but he holds that cheskes aguf b'tziruv the bori helps. The cheskes aguf b'tziruv the bori helps. So again, this lady has a cheskes kashrus, and maybe I'll be madgish. who told me that this lady has a cheskas kashrus? And you need the cheskas kashrus. Don't only say that she has it. The Gemara that we will learn in a second, the Gemara says that man machshir bo, machshir bebito, loy machshir bebito. So Rashi, what is the shayla if you machshir bebito or not? She has a cheskas kashrus. The daughter, the shayla if she has a cheskas kashrus or not, we'll learn it. It's a beautiful sugya. If the cheskas say mehani lebas, loy mehani lebas, aber es mevur in the Gemara klo, that you have to come to the chazoke. Mitzad de bori, mitzad de eidechot, it's not enough. We'll have to know maybe why also. But we're not relying on the eidechot. We're not relying on the bori. State in the Gemara, you have to come to the cheskas kashrus. At least leman de omar loy machshir bebito. Rashi says, why is machshir bo? She has a cheskas kashrus. The bas doesn't have a cheskas kashrus. The man de omar that machshir bebito, we have to know if he holds cheskas ei me'ani lebas, or maybe he holds bori helps even without cheskas kashrus. We'll have to see later in the Gemara what is the pshat in man de omar machshir bo machshir bebito. But the man de omar loy machshir bebito, Rashi says klon cheskas kashrus. So it comes out, this is the aleph base of the tzusa de shmaise. This isha has a cheskas kashrus. And while she has a cheskas kashrus, while this isha has a cheskas kashrus, Be'etzem midoyraises oktesis and ainhei amudbeis, and now we will learn that everyone learns like that. Midoyraises, she's okay. She doesn't need a bori, and it's no machlikis Rabbi Gamliel v'Rabbi Yeshua, nor is a sugi of Milo osu beyuchsin. What does the sugi of Milo osu beyuchsin says that it's not enough the cheskas kashrus, and b'meile Rabbi Yeshua holds she's not ne'emenes, and Rabbi Gamliel holds she's ne'emenes, and why? So without tesis and yevamis, maybe you'd have a mistake. And Rabbi Yeshua holds for my losu biyuchsin, and Rabbi Gamliel is chaylik and my losu biyuchsin. Abazok tesis and yevamis samaches. Nein. Rabbi Gamliel also holds my losu biyuchsin. Just he needs the bori. So what is the avonas advori? So the shita mekubetzes is masbir, and this is the oifen kal. Saying again to be mind me the sugya when we start the sugya. He learns like this. Azevi b'momen is a aloche amoitzi mechaveiro yola v'raye. B'maylos u'b'yuchsin, they told you, when you want to walk into the door, bring a card. You want to say that you're kosher? Prove it. The maylos u'b'yuchsin said that when it's a shayle, when it's no shayle, I'm a kosher. Aber nistero, nivalo, where's the shayle? It's not enough that I have a chazoke. I have to prove it. So now they came and they said, we don't rely on chazoke. They said, it's like a moment. Like a moitzi mechavei olav araya. Zog Rabbi Yeshua, and moment what I hold, cheskas aguf et bori is not moitzi moment. So here it's also not good. Zog Rabbi Gamliel, I hold bori works with cheskas aguf. So b'meile, nein, Rabbi Yeshua holds cheskas kashrus, cheskas aguf et bori is not moitzi moment. So here also it's not good. Rabbi Gamliel holds the bori helps. Here it's also good. How it helps? The same teire. Or the chazoke with the bori with the chazoke, the tarti. But it's be'etzem the zelbe sugya. It's the zelbe sugya. It's not two different sugyas. Even at be'etzem, we're going to learn now the sugya mifnei atzmo. So now we get to the sugya before the bori v'shemo. But the amonas advorim is be'etzem that midoy raisa yevach cheskas kashrus, midoy raisa she's mutar zokteisves, do mailo su biyuchsin. We'll see later in the sugya how it fits in the Gemara, when the Gemara answers by us, mailo su biyuchsin. But Teisa says, that lefi Rabbi Yeshua, why, even benivalo, why be'etzem she's not kosher lekeuno, is because mailo su biyuchsin. And Zoktesis and Sanedin Samaches, and why if you're Rabbi Gamliel, you need to come to the Bori? Not because he's Choylek and Milos Biyuchsin, because if you'll be Choylek, Zoktesis, Chazoke won't help. The Teret says he also has masked the Milos Biyuchsin. Just he holds that the Bori helps the Milos Biyuchsin to be Machshir. You rely on the Bori. Lefidus Nusach, it's very gishmak that the Gemara is using the lotion of Bori Veshema in our sugya. It's mamish the same thing. She has a cheskas kashrus, Chazal said, Milo subiyuchsin, you need a Bori to help the cheskas kashrus. You need a Bori to help the cheskas kashrus. It's mamish fits. The Hainu. Reb Nochem said, maybe this goes into the lotion of Mishnah. Rabbi Yeshua Oimer, loy mipio anu chayim, אלא הרי זה בחזקס באולו לנוסין ולממזר. בחזקס? או בחזקס? Maybe it's a kosher. בחזקס? Why she's בחזקס שאני מלא לנוסין ולממזר? What, she did something bad? She's בחזקס that she did something grave? בחזקס שאני מלא לנוסין ולממזר? זוכתם לכם הזה, בישנה מדסוגי before, הרי זה בחזקס באולו, עד שלא טוב יראי, it means בחזקס מומן, like Rashi says in the Mishnah. דהיינו, שיהיה זה חזקס מומן, so במילא, המריצי מחבר, all over ראי. What does the Shaykh is here to say, הרי זה בחזקס שאני מלא לנוסין ולממזר? Is בחזקס שאני מלא לנוסין ולממזר? אבל לפי דם, זה פשוט גשמק. The pshat is avada she has a cheskes kashrus. When we see this, isha, we see a isha becheskes kashrus. Chazal said, "Memayla se beyuchsin you besofek till you prove it." Arei ze becheskes shenim ala lenosim velemamzer doesn't mean we know. Like a moitzi mechaver ala varaya, you can't collect the money. She can't be mutter. She can't get mutter to get married till she proves different. And b'meile machleikas Rabban Gamliel v'Rabbi Yeshua, the way we're learning, I'm saying b'derech hakal, it's not a machleikas of how wide they said ma'ale osu b'yuchsin, and why we can't say that it's so wide because the Gemara is medame to the sugya b'orei v'shema. The teretz is the ma'ale osu b'yuchsin, the Gemara is medame, the tanoim or medame, it's the zel b'matzav that I need a raya, and b'meile Rabban Gamliel holds cheskes aguf helps b'tziruv b'orei. Bori b'tziruv cheskes aguf. Rabbi Yeshua holds that the cheskes aguf is not moitzi. So as if the cheskes aguf cannot be moitzi the moment, and ma'ale osu b'yuchsin, he cannot give the koyach that she will win mitzat the becheskes that she has mitzat becheskes kashrus. So as if we learn the Mishnah, ra'u medaber simechot ve'omru lo imay tivo shel ish ze. And she answers, ishpleini v'koyenu. Rabbi Gamliel v'Rabbi Lezer imrim ne'emenes. Ne'emenes. Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Lezer Oimrim Ne'emenes. And Rabbi Yeshua Oimer Lo Mipiro Anu Chaim Elo Areize Becheskes Be'ulo Lenosim Ve'lemamzer Ad Shetov Yirai Ledvoreo. Hoysum Muberes Vomu Lamativa Shelu Barze Mishploini Ve'koyenu. Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Lezer Oimrim Ne'emenes. Rabbi Yeshua Oimer Lo Mipiro Anu Chaim אלא הרי זה בחזקס מעוברס לנוסין ולממזר עד שטוב יראי לדבורר. אז רב קיבהגר הזיר האורה, what is הרי זה בחזקס שניבה לו לנוסין ולממזר? Why נוסין וממזר? שניבה לו לגוי, why דווקא נוסין וממזר? Why it says בחזקס שניבה לו לנוסין ולממזר? Say הרי זה בחזקס שניבה לו לגוי, הרי יש מור גויים from נוסין וממזר. A lady is nivel today. A lady is nivel today. And you don't know to who. Maybe to you, maybe to a guy. נוסין וממזר, you know where is the נוסין וממזר בכלל? זאת רב קיבי הגר that he taught to say פשט that the Mishnah is מחדש as if נוסין וממזר is a mute. And it's roiv that are not nosin v'mamzer. It's a roiv that are not nosin v'mamzer. That the chiddush is that Rabbi Yeshua passels afilu when it's roiv ksheirim. Are it's roiv that are not nosin v'mamzer. And Rabbi Yeshua is poisel afilu beroiv ksheirim. We see later the Gemara machlekes if Rabbi Yeshua was poisel dafka beroiv psulim or bemechzo al mechzo, even when it's roiv. As if the roiv is not moitzi momen, so the zel bezach, the roiv cannot kasha devlat. Zot Rav Kiva Eger, it's a nice pshat, but it doesn't shtim in the sugi in Amud Beis, because in Amud Beis the Gemara brings down two cases, and there the Gemara also says becheska nosin v'mamzer, and there you can't say that pshat. So Rav Kiva Eger says he wants to clear a new shaila. Again, we'll bring up the shaila. We have to prove it in the sugya. That Rabbi Yeshua holds not only that the mother is not kosher lekehuna, the vlad is besofek nosin u'mamzer and he can't get married to Yisrael. The mother is a shaila ma'ilo osu b'yuchsin. If she was nival to posul, she's also to marry a kohen. She was not nivel to pasul, she's mutter to marry a kohen. So it's a shayla what happened to the mother. It's a shayla what happened to the mother. Aber legabi de vlad, lechua, what could be the shayla legabi de vlad? So if the marshal it's a goy, the mother was a goy, and the father was a goy, so the vlad is mutter lovi bekol. Maybe if it's a daughter, she's also like a kehuna, but she's mutter lovi bekol. Akum abab as Yisrael a vlad kosher. But if it's a nosin v'mamzer, so the vlad is also lovi bekol. Maybe Rabbi Yeshua is mechadish that the milos biyuchsin is not only that she's also lovi bekehuna. That we choishes that maybe is a nosin and mamzer, and the vlad will be also lovi bekol. The vlad will be also lovi bekol. What? We have to see later, Zagrab Kivayger, if Milo also be yuchsin could do such a zach. We'll get to the Gemara. This is lafuke ishasish. We have to know. It's not ishasish, but it's not kihuna, it's something else. It's Milo also be yuchsin also. That we want Israel be yuchosin. So the kid is a Sofik Nasim Vamazer. The kid will be a Sofik Nasim Vamazer. Avadu will have to. Shh. What? Pasha's Milo's. No, she has the Knas. Milos of Yuchsin is not a knas. Shh. Lama zend the Gemara. May medaberes. Zeire omar nistero. Rav Asi omar nivalo. Zeire omar nistero. Rav Asi omar nivalo. Bishlem le zeiri. Hayne diktoni medaberes. אלו לרב אסי מים מדברס לישנה מעל ינקת כדתניה אוכלו ומוכתו פיו ואומרו לא יפועלתי יובה. So we have a machleikes in the first case. What is nistero? Rav Zairi says nistero means מים מדברס נבלו. Zeiri Yoma Maim Medaberes Nistero, and Rav Asi says Maim Medaberes Nivalo. Zog the Gemara Bishleime Leman De Omar Zeiri that it's Nistero, so it's Medaberes. And Rav Asi, you have to say Nivalo. Why you say Medaberes? Lishne Maal Yenokat. So it comes out like this. Tamod Asadvorim of the Sug. Lefi Zeiri. Even if she's Nistero, we have a machlekes, Rabbi Yeshua and Rabban Gamliel. Rabbi Yeshua answers even Bestire, and Rabban Gamliel is Matir. Masha'ingen lefi Ravasi, Bestire lekula alma, she's Mutter. The machlekes is when it was a Bia. This is the first machlekes in the Gemara. So lefi Zeiri, Mai medaberes Nistero, and Adem Zog Drashi, the Avel Pishalei Ruhu Shel Nivalo. Interesting that Rashi has to bring it down here. The Milo also be yuchsin. Why Rashi has to bring it down? So you have to know why Rashi. Kilu Rashi had shver that this really doesn't make sense. If it was a Maise Bia in the Mishnah, Rabbi Shua says it's Baya. And we explain that we can't learn the sugya without Milo also be yuchsin. Because on them she has a cheskes kashas. So we said the aleph base of the sugya is be'etzem ma'ilo subiyuchsin. It's interesting, Rashi in the Mishnah didn't say a word. It came to the Gemara. So Rashi, Zeiri says Nistero. Why Nistero is also? Fi Rabbi Yeshua. K'dele kamon she ma'ilo subiyuchsin. I don't know if it's a kash. Or is it Rashi? So the Ma'arik brings down. Zog the Ma'arik. Every issue that goes into a room to a seiser becomes also a libid Rabbi Yeshua, ayala al adas. She walks into the room, she becomes asul. She walks into the room, she becomes asul. What? She's asul. She's not nema to say that she's okay. But every Aisha that goes into the room, she'll become asul. So we'll see. Be'etzem, lefit teisas, it's not a kashe. Because the ol machlekes will be, like we'll see in a second, if she said that she was nival. If she said that she was not nival, even Alibir Rabbi Yeshua, she's muta. This is why Taisus learns the sugya. Taisus learns the sugya that she said nivalti. If she didn't say nivalti, even Rabbi Yeshua is machshir benistero. But the Ma'arik Vaista is learning like the Rishonim, that even if she says loy nivalti, she's also Alibir Rabbi Yeshua. She says what every Isha goes into her room, so she goes out with Rabbi Yeshua, she's also Lebailo. Loy motzinu la'ilom kiyum. Zog the Ma'arik. That Avada, when she goes into the room, she doesn't become asul. Only if she was medaberes, meaning to say she was talking and in yonah znus, and be'ofen znus with this person, and she walked into a room. Then, Zeiri holds, my medaberes nistero, and even so, Rav Asi holds, that while we didn't see a beer, she's never to say, loy nivalti, or lekosher nivalti, if she was not, if there was no aiding that she was nivalo. Or bestam, if she walked into the room, zog de ma'arik, avada, she doesn't become osu. And he says, lefi dem loshen ha'gmore is very gishmak, medaberes. And he says, "I the Gemara asked the Kasha, Ela Lazeiri, Lazeiri, Haynu Dektoni Medaberes." So he says, "Why Haynu Dektoni Medaberes?" Hapseider, Nishke Medaberes, Nistero. He's like, the Gemara is asking a Kasha. If you have asked, say Nivelo, Lishne Ma'ali. And if he's a Iri, it's good that it says Medaberes. Why it's good that it says Medaberes? Medaberes also is not the right word. Say Nistero. So you could say, yeah, not so shver. If he's a Basi, it's very shver. This is where we learn the Gemara. Zog the Ma'arik name. Zog the Ma'arik name. Lefi Zeiri, it's Dafka Medaberes. It's Dafka Medaberes. If she's Medaberes, and she's Oisek and Dizin Yonim, then she becomes Asu. Then she becomes Asu. But if she's not Medaberes, she's not Oisek and Dizin Yonim, Avada, she doesn't become Asu. Even if she's medaber, she's also. And maybe it was a tshuva, the tshuva's ma'arik, that was a isha, that was nistero with goy, that is roy prutzim, we'll see later, beroy, Rabbi Gamliel didn't say, and even so, the ma'arik says she's kosher, even though we pass in nistero. Because it has to be nistero mit medaberes. But nistero on medaberes, she's not also. Salam alam de gemor. Mai medaber zeiri amar nistero ravasi amar nivalo. Bishnei mele zeiri ayni dektoni medaberes. Elo le ravasi mai medaberes nishne ma'alye. Frek de gemor bishnei mele zeiri ayni dektoni tarti medaberes u meuberes. Elo le ravasi tarte lo moli. What is the difference medaberes u meuberes? And both of them was a beer. Chod ele hachshir bo. The ratio we know that she herself is good, and the safer we know that even the Vlad is okay. So the ratio state Nivalo, Rabbi Gamliel says she's Mutter, Rabbi Yeshua holds she's also. And the safer state, the Vlad, Rabbi Gamliel says that it's Mutter, and Rabbi Yeshua holds that it's also. Now, so as the freight of the Rishonim, the Shaila, so only write the second one. The Fizahiri, why you have to have both, write the second one? What? No, I write the second one. And what I'll say the second one, that Mu'beres, we believe her, it doesn't mean Rabbi Yeshua says that we believe her, it will be Mashma both. So the Rishonim have two terutzim. One terutz the Rishonim say, if we'll write both, one, we'll write the second one, we would not think that he's talking clappy the Vlad. The Vlad is dead. We're discussing the mother. We're discussing the mother. The Vlad is dead. State that the Vlad is kosher. And it doesn't say, Mativa shel Arubo. Arubo cheskes mu'beres. So we're discussing the mother. Val, it says both. We know that we're talking one on the mother and one on the Vlad. But be etzem azach that we write meuberes, it's not much that we're talking on the Vlad. And we'll see by Ezra Hashem that this is the way Rashi will learn. And some Rishonim will answer, like you wanted to say, that if the second one will only have the second one, we will think that we're talking on the Vlad, and we'll think that Rabbi Yeshua is only not Mashu the Vlad. But the modern Rabbi Yeshua can be Mashu, we need both. Zog the Gemara, hay nicha leman de omar le divrei ha-machshir bo, machshir bebito. Elo leman de omar le divrei ha-machshir bo, poisel bebito, ma'ike le meima. And here we have the Rashi. Zog the Rashi, what is the machleikis? Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll see barchove, this whole machleikis. We have a machleikis, if machshir bo, machshir bebito, or lav machshir bebito. So Rashi says like this, im ha-uber hazeh nekevo, Tinose lekoyin godl lekehuna lerabban Gamliel. The noise is, here's the Rashi. The noise if the daughter is kosher lekehuna or not kosher lekehuna. But if it's a boy, so mashma lekul alma he could marry Israel. So here we see Rav Kadei Egel Shaila that the noise and the daughter could only be if she's kosher lekehuna or not. Man de machshir bo machshir bebito lekehuna. The Iashmine Bedido Ave Amine I Hoyo de Havelo Chezoke de Kashri Meikore Amrin and Ukma Cheskoso Altif Seleno Misofik Aval Ubor de Loy Havel Chezoke de Kashres Eimeloi. So if the Tana would write on the mother, I would not know on the Vlad. Why would not know on the Vlad? Because I would say, Man de Machshir Bo Loy Machshir Bebito. Komashmal on the Mishneh. Machshir bo, machshir bebito. Why? Aber es noch eskes kashas. Here is a big shaila in the Rishonim. The Meister, you're telling me that the Mishnah is mechadish, that man de machshir bo, machshir bebito. Why is machshir bebito? Are es noch eskes kashas? And here we will have two big drachim in the Rishonim, Be'ezus Hashem. So taste of Chavov, and the Rishonim. If the pshat is, cheskes ei mehani lebas, and this is the machleikas of machshir bo, machshir bebito. Or it's a different machleikas. Maybe the machleikas is if you have to have a chazoke. Maybe you could be machshir de vlad even without a chazoke. Maybe Rabban Gamliel goes bosar bori even without a chazoke. Maybe Rabban Gamliel is semech on a bori even without a chazoke. Maybe semech on a bori even without a chazoke. Mamshir de gemore. Rav Asi sovar keman de omar. So here we have a diuk in the Gemara. So Rav Ashi has to hold machshir bo machshir bebito, right? This is what Rav Ashi has to hold machshir bo machshir bebito. And what Zeiri holds? Zeiri holds machshir bo machshir bebito or not? Rav Ashi has to hold machshir bo machshir bebito. And what Zeiri holds? Zeiri doesn't have to learn chad le'achshir bo, chad le'achshir bebito. So what Zeiri has to hold? What the Gemara answers? Rav Asi will hold machshir bo, machshir bebito. B'meile, chad to kasher the mother, and chad for the vlad. Right? Now, Zeiri that didn't say chad for the mother and chad for the vlad. Zeiri that didn't say chad for the mother and chad for the vlad. So he doesn't have to hold machshir bo, machshir bebito. Right? This is what the Gemara says. Rav Asi will have to hold machshir bo, machshir bebito. Aber Zeiri doesn't have to hold machshir bo, machshir bebito. I over state in the sefer that Meuberes Rabban Gamliel believes. State Rabban Gamliel believes in Meuberes. State Lord Rabban Gamliel believes in Meuberes. The Teretz is, like we said before, Meuberes doesn't have to talk about the Vlad. Muberes could talk about the mother. And the Reisha is Nistero, and the Seifa is Nivalo. We says Muberes, it's only a Chetimtze to speak about a Bia. But in Rav Asi, that the Reisha is Nivalo, so the Seifa is the Vlad. Zog di Gemore, Omar le Rapope le Abaye, le Zeiri de Omar. Mai medaberes Nistero. And she's also v'omar Rabbi Yeshua loy mehem ne. Frey di Gemara omar Rav malkim al hayichud ve'eno yisrim al hayichud. Malkim al hayichud ve'eno yisrim al hayichud. How are you telling me that nistero is asur? V'omar Rav malkim al hayichud ve'eno yisrim al hayichud. Leimed eloy ki Rabbi Yeshua. Leimed Eloiki Rabbi Yeshua. You told me now that Medaberes is Nistero, so why Malkim Alayichut Ve'enoisrim Alayichut? And the Ma'arik adds, and it's Mashma and Oisrim Alayichut, even in Eichet Timtze, that when they walked into the room, they were speaking before and Dvorim Asurim. They were speaking about Dvorim Asurim. Because the Fidei Ma'arik, you only Osu when you were speaking about Dvorim Asurim. When you didn't speak about Dvorim Asurim, you're not Osu. So Mele Frek di Gmore, Oisrim Alayichut, and Oisrim Alayichut, and Malkim Alayichut, and Oisrim Alayichut. So the Gemara, afilu teimer Rabbi Yeshua, maile osu beyuchsin. So Rashi says, maile osu yuchsin bekehuno. Legabi leser risha al bailo, they never did a maile. Here only maile osu beyuchsin. So he will have to see takev. The pshat in the Gemara is, maile osu beyuchsin is the pshat only kehuno and nothing else. A maile osu biyuchsi means and everything. Or belohoitzi isha al bailo, they didn't want to hoitzi isha al bailo. The ayinu legabi nosin v'mamzer also be also to get married to Klal Yisrael. Lohoitzi isha mi bailo, you can't be moitzi isha al bailo. Those are the two tzedodim of the Gemara. Now, in this Gemara is a shayle bepshat. And we'll see b'ez Hashem, big machlekes rishonim, I want to be maimi the dvorim. The Gemara is asking a kashe, oisrim ala yichut, Loikim ala yichud ve'en oisrim ala yichud. Or clear a shayle. Tesis has a shayle, alibed zeiri, that my nivalo nistero. What the isha is tining? She's tining loy nivalti, or she says le kosher nivalti. What zeiri asers nistero? Zeiri says that even benistero she's also. Even if she says loy nivalti, we don't believe her, and we say nivalo vel apostle nivalo, lefir Rabbi Yeshua we choishesh. Or no, if she says loy nivalti, she's neman. Only if she says nivalti le kosher nivalti, then we don't believe her. And vos zeiri said that my medaberes nistero, and Rabbi Gamliel says she's neemenes, and Rabbi Yeshua holds she's not neemenes. What the issue is tining? Loy nivalti or nivalti vel kosher nivalti? Tesis learns only if she says nivalti ve lekosher nivalti. But if she says loy nivalti, she's neman. Even if you're Rabbi Yeshua, if she says loy nivalti, she's neman. Or barazei Tesis as a kashe, so what do you ask the kashe mi oisrim ala yichud? Malkim ala yichud ve oisrim ala yichud. Dear for sure she says loy nivalti. If she says nivalti, she's also to her husband. So if you're telling me that what it's also alibed Rabbi Yeshua, it's only if she says nivalti velekosha nivalti, or if she says loy nivalti, she's neman. So what is the Gemara's kasha? What is the Gemara's kasha? Malkim alayichud venoisim alayichud. Leimed eloike Rabbi Yeshua. If she says loy nivalti, avada she's believed even alibed Rabbi Yeshua. And that Gemara, she's saying loy nivalti. And that Gemara, she's saying loy nivalti. As I break Tesis, and that Gemara, she's saying loy nivalti. Tesis will answer the Gemara, and the Rashi and in the Rishonim they say from Mikoyach this Kasha that Vaistois Alibed Rabbi Yeshua, even if she says loy nivalti, she's not Neman Alibed Rabbi Yeshua. As I is Mashma and Loshen Rashi. The Mishum Yichud Machzikin Lo Ben Niveles. Leime De Loiki Rabbi Yeshua. The Mishum Yichud Machzikin Lo Ben Niveles. Was his tiras in Rashi. Tesis learns Avadev she says Loi Nivalti, she's Neemenes. Avadev she says Loi Nivalti, she's Neemenes. Now the whole sugya that Zeire answers is only if she says Nivalti Velekosha Nivalti. Mikoyach dem frek Tesis Akashe. So why she's not neman to say nivalti velekosher nivalti b'migu that she could have said loy nivalti? If lefi Rabbi Yeshua, she's believed to say loy nivalti. If lefi Rabbi Yeshua, she's believed to say loy nivalti. So even if she says nivalti velekosher nivalti, why she's not believed b'migu? Lamas on the taste inside. Rav Asi Omar Nivalo. אבל ניסטרו מוידה רבי ישוע דנאמנס לא אמר לכושר נבלתי במיגודי בו יאמרו לא נבלתי So, לפי רבאסי, ואם תוימה, רבי ישוע לסלי מיגו, גם ישר עשתני נאנסתי. פרק דייספס. So, it comes out like this. ומאז בדסוגי. אליבא דרבאסי, we have מחלקת זעירי and רבאסי. לפי זעירי, she's named to say, לפי זעירי, we're talking about ניסטרו. So she was Nistero. Now what happens when she's Nistero lefi Zeiri? Lefi Rabban Gamliel, she's Ne'emenes. Lefi Rabbi Yeshua, she's not Ne'emenes. When she's not Ne'emenes, Alibet Rabbi Yeshua, if she says, Nivalti, Velekosher Nivalti. But if she says, Loi Nivalti, she's believed. Why she doesn't have a Migu? The answer is, Rabbi Yeshua doesn't hold for Migu. We learned in the sugya before that Rabbi Yeshua doesn't trust Migu. I want this to be very clear. Lefi Zeiri, we're talking about Nistero. Rabban Gamliel Ne'emenes, Lefi Rabbi Yeshua Eino Ne'emenes. So the Rishonim learn Eino Ne'emenes Alibe de Zeiri, meaning to say, Saif she will say Loi Nivalti. Saif she will say Nivalti Velekosha Nivalti, she's not believed. Very glad. Tesvis learns that Alibe de Zeiri, if she says Loi Nivalti, she's Ne'emenes. If she says Loi Nivalti, she's Ne'emenes. If she says Nivalti Velekosha Nivalti, then she's not Ne'emenes. I, Migu, Rabbi Yeshua doesn't hold from the Migu. Rabbi Yeshua doesn't hold from the Migu. Frek Tesvis. Aber Alibe de Ravasi. Ravasi holds that if it's Eidim that she was Nival, then she's not Neman. But if it's no Eidim that she's Nival, she's Neman. What she's Neman to say? Loi Nivalti. What if she says Nivalti Velekosha Nivalti? Again, Alibe de Rav Asi. That the Machlekes Rabban Gamliel Rabbi Yeshua is Beniveles Oder Bemeuberes. But if it's not a Niveles and not a Meuberes, she only went into the room Beseisa. So Zeiri holds she's not Neman, and Rav Asi holds she's Neman. Zog Teisves, if she says Loi Nivalti, I understand she's Neman. But if she says Nivalti Velekosha Nivalti, why Lefi Rav Asi? She's Neman, and she said that she was Nival. So why she's Neman to say that Lekosha Nivalti? If Eidim come Lefi Rav Asi and say that he saw that the Isha made a beer, just they don't know to who. She's Mutar Lefi Rabbi Yeshua also. It's Eidim that she did a beer. She's Mutar Lefi Rabbi Yeshua not. Also. But if there's no Eidim that she did a beer, she's Mutar. But what the lady says? She said that she did a beer with a kosher. So now that she said that she did a beer, so we know that she did a beer. If we know that she did a beer, so she has to be also. You're asking a peshosa peshita. You're asking she has a migu. Peshosa is even shverer, but she's having a migu. Frektei says, oh, but Rabbi Yeshua doesn't hold for migu. This will be learned in Yudbeis and Mudbeis that Rabbi Yeshua holds, even though she has a migu that she could have said Mukas Eitz, Rabbi Gamliel had a migu. But Rabbi Yeshua didn't hold from a migu. So if Rabbi Yeshua doesn't hold from a migu, Frek Teisves, so why she's believed? Why she's believed? Why she's believed? She says Nivalti Velekosher Nivalti. So why she's believed? I want to be Madgish. I'm Madgish again. The Mishnah is talking, Teisves learn that she says Nivalti Velekosher Nivalti. As they Teisves was Maimi the Mishnah. Frek Teisves, so why Mishnah is Ziri Taki says that she's not believed? She says Nivalti Velekosher Nivalti, she's not believed. If she will say Loi Nivalti, maybe she will be believed. But if she says Nivalti Velekosher Nivalti, she's not believed, Alibet Rabbi Yeshua. Aber Alibet Rav Asi, that my Nistero. But the Nistero she's believed, but she's saying Nivalti Velekosher Nivalti. So why we believe her? Aye, she has a migu, over Rabbi Yeshua, Leslie migu. Now again, who told Tesis that we're talking that she says Nivalti velekosha Nivalti? First, because this is the way Tesis means the whole suge. But more for that, Loshana Mishnah. She says, Ishploini, nothing. She doesn't say he was nobody. She says he was a kosher guy. Means to say that I did it. That she was kosher. So she said that she did it. So if she said that she did it, velekosha Nivalti, frik Tesis Rabbi Yeshua Leslie migu. Rabbi Yeshua Leslie Migu, this is Tesis' kasha. And Tesis says, Rabbi Yeshua has moided the Migu. Only the Migu of Mukaseitz is a Shvach Migu. Is a Shvach Migu. So I want, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow is three sugis that we have to go into. The first sugi we have to go in is Machshir Bo, Machshir Bebito. To know what is the machlekes, if machshir bo, machshir bebito. To know if lefi zeire, we're talking that she says loy nivalti, or nivalti velekosher nivalti. And on this tesis is Rabbi Kiva Eiger, Maram Shif, and the kasha from tesis from the migu.